become a great papa.
Hallelujah. 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 So it is well. Can we sit? Let's learn again. I always say that when we come like this, and you are not learning, it's not because something is wrong with us, but because totally something is wrong with you. Salman told us something many years ago. He said, now that we are not valuing him in Zaria, I say time is going to come. We are going to travel kilometers, miles to look for him and we will not find him. And there was one time that he was with us on campus sitting down. The same way you are seeing these people normal like this, time will come. Maybe when they marry, their wife will stand at the gate and say, get out of here. It's people like you, like Jezebel. But it's true. No matter how accessible you may be, the day you marry, your wife won't agree to you. I get what I'm saying now. There are many things that you cannot be able to do again. You can't be able to do many things. And whether you like it or not, somehow, there are some of you that may not have to stay in Lafayette forever. Some of you, like the Mendos, you leave and go to Abuja or Jos or somewhere. So whether you like it or not, life will continue over there. Some of you may even have to leave this country, sir. I get what I'm saying now. So it will amaze you that on the long run, everybody is going to go differently. Favor me, just go and marry somebody in Dubai and just go and leave us. So if we are trying to call her with your Nigerian number, as you dial 1 minute, they to do for 200 and say, ah! You will never call her again. You know, you now discover that it takes a lot. You just say, it's like that, you know. We are going to be brief this morning. Yesterday night was a download of heavy prayer. And I always say that when we pray like that and something did not shake in your body, it means you are wrong. Maybe you are not praying. When you truly pray, you will feel it. That's what the Bible says, the effectual, continual, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man is what makes tremendous power available. That is to say, the first time for you to truly know that you are praying is to really feel the prayer. I don't know if you understand. If you don't feel the prayer, something is wrong. I get what I'm saying. So sometimes when we pray the way we pray, people look at us like foolish people. Somebody say, why is it that every time we pray, we sweat? I said, I don't know any other way. I didn't plan to sweat. I just pray and I sweat. I said, when you come for a retreat, you will not only sweat, smell. You will not only sweat, you will smell. Because your sweat will not become part of your body and now you start smelling. And you will not like the body again. But you will gain power. Everybody will die in your family, but you survive because you have smell already in the place of prayer. So when they look at you, they say, no, this one cannot be accepted by the gods. You know, it's not everybody that they are used for sacrifice. You don't know. Oh, I realize that the gods don't accept every kind of sacrifice. I'm telling you, as carnal as the devil and the gods is, the gods go after good people. Do you realize that? When they want to appease the gods, when they want to offer sacrifice in a place, do you know who they look for? Virgins. They're telling me. Some of you are not qualified here. Even if you donate yourself, the gods will say, get out of here. The gods will say, God forbid. They need virgins. I get what I'm saying now. Why? You know? Because there lies a certain level of purity. Okay, that's why for our sin to be dealt with, an incorruptible seed has to come. It's not as if somebody cannot go through what Jesus Christ go through. Do you know that thief and armed robber too, they were crucified? But there were thieves and armed robbers, so their crucifixion could not do anything. So they crucified them. All of them carried cross. All of them were flogged. But their own could not even save themselves. But an incorruptible seed, an innocent man for the first time, like Abel. Do you understand? That's why anytime anybody innocent is killed, there is a repercussion. I get what I'm saying now. That's why even soldiers, when they go out for escape, they don't kill innocent people. They don't. Because their blood will speak. When you are continually killing innocent people, one day you run mad. You don't even know. Whether you're a Muslim, you will run mad. I remember when Buhari came out and said he's hearing the cry of Chibok ladies in his ears. It's not a joke. He's really hearing them. I'm telling you. Okay. So, I realized I have to do everything for the gods not to like me. I have to be a bad specimen for the gods. I don't know about you. I don't know what you have done for the gods to like you. You have to do nothing for the gods to like you, because anybody the gods like will not live long, because the gods will demand him for sacrifice. I get what I'm saying now. So be a bad specimen. One of the only ways to rebel against them. Be a prayerful person. When they carry your name and bring it to the shrine, and they call, they say favor one, favor two, favor three, they will see the face of their mother. When they summon, nothing will happen. That's a better way. Say this one is bad market. There are people, when you take their name, they tell nothing can happen to this person. So you now see many people can just die anyhow. You can't die anyhow. I just travel. After any time I travel out of this city, I come back, somebody will die. Do you realize that? Anytime, just travel somewhere and come back, you hear somebody has died. Why? Many of them are people that are really not serious with God. Check their life very well. No prayer, nothing. The gods like them, so they just deliberate about them and they say, let's blow the trumpet. As the Uleg Beru, the person just came. You can be in China, you can be in UK, they will call you from one place in Kagu. And when they call your name, a spirit will travel to UK and carry you with all your stature. He will bring you back. And they will now, one old mama that didn't go to school, she don't even know anything, don't even know how to spell her name. She will do it like this. And you are gone. You say professor has fall. You see, that's the problem. So when we are saying this thing, be serious about it. When we say pray, be serious about the prayer. Anything we say you should do, you should be serious about it. And one of the reasons why you have to be serious about this is also that, don't worry, I won't take much time, because even me, I'm tired. One of the reasons why you have to be serious about this is that there is no any other way. Do you know when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man come to the Father except through me. There is no any other way of being genuine than this way. Except you want to go and I learned you can go and suck some breasts in Ibadan. Then suddenly you now have money. And you now have power. Yeah? You now Barnabas says suddenly you also die quick. That's true. There is no any other way of being genuine and have power. Do you understand? And truly be able to survive except by the way of prayers and knowing the Lord. I get what I'm saying now. There is no any other way. If you want to be a pastor that will carry the power of God, that will know God, you must pray, you must study, you must read the Bible, you must fast. This thing is not, they have never changed it and they will never change it. Do you understand? It's like all these old textbooks that we used to use. Old textbook, but you are still using it today. You cannot wake up and say, English have changed, let's change it. You are a joker. You read it. I get what I'm saying now. It's not for you to change it. So you cannot bend these laws. Many times people call us and keep saying everything that is going after their life, against their life, is still prayer that will solve it. Because when they are done talking, say, okay, let's pray. So imagine if they were praying, that wouldn't come. So to let you understand that you too, the day you backslide, we have to come and tell you, let's pray again, because the thing will come after you. As you see your life is very okay like this, you don't know the strength of prayerlessness until the day you lose your strength of prayer. You may never know what it means for you not to have strength in God until you have lost it. No, now you do like this, demons run away. Until when you do like this, they now slap you. A friend of mine wanted to cast out a demon from a lady. The lady did like this. Okay, yesterday, George. Wow. You know, yesterday, the Paul left while we were praying to go for. He went for night vigil. Yes, he's half night vigil, so we cannot go all of us. So while they were casting out demons, he said one of the demons was fighting with one of the pastors. The lack of prayer. You don't want demons to wrestle with you and to win. You see this way. Embrace it. Embrace it. Don't be afraid. I'm very serious. Don't be afraid. And the last reason is this. Search all through every man you admire that is in God. I'm not talking about whiskey and the bunch, no. Any man you admire that is strong in God today, check their life. This is what I call basic requirement. It's just like the 100 level course. Do you realize that? This prayer, studying the word, fasting. Don't worry, your phone don't have screen, it won't break. I hit it again. Fasting, studying the word, and prayer is a basic requirement. Whether Salman, whether Arome, whether Oyedepo, whether Iyadebue, whether Kumuyi, call all their names. Whether my friends here, all of us, you must attend this class. So don't try to run away from it. So just learn how to just do it, God. You want to graduate? They know they graduate for the class at all. I get what I'm saying. So please, do your best. In giving to that, we are not actually wicked to make it to pray. Why? Because we know that there are things that a man will never do until they force him to do it. I remember while I began to fast, or when they forced me to fast, That time we were in Zaria, someone would just come and say, why out today we are fasting all of us, nobody's eating. Eh? I was like, why would this man just come and declare just like that? How will he even know if I'm not even fasting? Sir? But do you know what? My conscience was judging me even though he was not there. So when we come, they ask, like, okay, you know, they used to ask, how many of you fasted today? And you know you cannot lie in the presence of God, except you have not read that Ananias and Sapphira story. So we will not lift up our hands. When they say who did not fast today, we will not do like this. Who fast today will not do like this. So you will not know. One day I said, let's just do it now and see now. What's it? I did it, I didn't die. Let's continue. The same way, the first time you pray 1 hour, somehow somebody challenged you. Do you understand? Maybe you had that favor, pray 1 hour. You say, favor that you pray 1 hour. And you look at yourself, a big boy, you have not prayed 1 hour. One day you just lock your door too. And you have finished it. And you're like, you see? Some people, if you say 1 hour prayer, they're like, hey, yesterday we finished. We do almost like 10 hours. We didn't even know that we have even finished the prayer. Why? Because you are used to it. Do you get it now? That's why most time when I go for meeting, when they give me 5 hours, I don't laugh at them. I say, people don't know that they are just joking. 5 hours, I'm still warming up. You know what I'm saying now? Because every meeting I go for overshoot time, because the time we use here is too much. So when I go there, they give me small time, so I'm feeling angry. As if they are cheating me. Do you understand? And then they cannot do it. So by the time you are used to these long hours, When you go for a place, night vigil, they will start 10 o'clock, you close 3 o'clock. And that's night vigil. And they are still struggling to pray. You see it now? So that's the challenge. School of Nursing want to bring me, it's on 30th. I saw night vigil. Then I put from 9 o'clock to 2 p.m. And I know they will just give me maybe 2 hours and I say it's night vigil. What are they going to now be doing from that 2 p.m. now to 6? Why can't we take it to 6? I am really planning to disobey them and take it to 6. This is the thing is this. If you are used to prayer, all these long hours, you won't be afraid when you go and see long hour prayer. I'm telling you. So in your school, anytime you see prayer, you see they put 5 hours, so you want to go. And when they are praying, you do your praying, they are surprised. Where did you come from? It's an identity. You know that you have been used to it here. I get what I'm saying now. And I assure you, the least among you here is as strong as David, as the scripture said. Just that, you know, one thing about this thing is that someone say light does not shine in light. Light shine in darkness. You know, the only way you truly know that you have tried is when you mistakenly go and just one day just stumble upon one meeting that somebody is doing. And they are praying. And you begin to pray with them. And everybody is tired. They just see you just continue praying. They just pray, they pray. And you are still looking for venue. While they are trying to sit down. Ah, you will not ask who is this person. You will not discover that you have been trained well. I get what I'm saying now. A soldier, even if he's wearing a police cloth, he's still a soldier. The training doesn't leave his body. A soldier, if you see a soldier, whether he's still wearing, whether he just put normal native like this, or you will know, there's a way his body will deny him that this is why I suffer. There's a way when you see prayer people, you will know. Their voice, the way they walk, the way they just look, there's a way they're just, you know. So please, enjoy it. Okay. We are dealing with the glorious army. The glorious army. But under it, I'm supposed to take the Elijah Revolution. The Elijah Revolution. The glorious army is actually the revealing of a set of people upon the face of the earth. The glorious army is a victorious kind of army. Anything glorious is victorious. The reason why it is glorious is because it is an edifix of victory. The Bible speaking said that I urge you, brethren, that you should not look at the present circumstances where which you are going through. Actually, it was Paul speaking, Romans. But you should actually look upon the glory that is yet to be revealed in keeping to your present day suffering. That the pain and the suffering where which you are going through right now is actually for a glory to be revealed. And anytime you see yourself going through a kind of pain, a kind of suffering for the kingdom, you are not the first. Many people have gone through the same. Apostle Paul was talking about these people that are buying private. I learned that Paul and Nature just buy some private jet too. These people have suffered. The pastor with the largest church is in the world now. What is a private jet, please? He is very humble for not even buying sins. His humility. I get what I'm saying now. These men have suffered. If you know the way these people have suffered, you will not hear about their story when they used to look for money, when they are still looking for what to eat, when they were living in a rented apartment, when there was nobody believing in them. Mind you, it didn't start with 100,000 capacity. It started with one person. He started even the church, I think, in his own house. So nobody cared to know about these stories at all. Just like the way you are now, retreating and praying. Nobody cared to know. But let's say tomorrow, God just lifts you small. Everybody get angry with you. The glorious army is actually the testimony of a victorious army. An army that beyond all odds are victorious by the help of God. Their identity is actually the strength of God at working in their life. How much more God, like a pillar, like a fire, guiding them and ensuring that at all costs they always, always win a war. is the Davidic kind of army. How that David fight all kinds of battles, about 60 something battles, and he lose none. It is possible for a man to have 100% resolve. It's very possible. So the glorious army is a victorious army that God engineered by himself. And this victorious army are actually referred to as the end time army. The end time army. The end time army that God is going to be raising are not going to be army that are going to fail. No, they will fail. Because they are the last line defense for God to advance the kingdom upon the face of the earth. These are set of men and women that will not backslide. They will never be disadvantaged. At all time, God will ensure that his strength, his weapons of war are always available for them. They will be like the battle axes of the Lord, equipped for his work at all the time. And this army are going to be pumped in action. Anytime the Lord requires of them, they will be available. Their strength will be intercession. Their understanding will guide them. And the prophetic will also be to them an arrowhead for creativity. This glorious army actually are the ones referred in the book of Joel. The Bible speaks about them that their strength is how much more they are lying and are willing not to break ram because they understand their placement. I told you, in the body of Christ right now, we need kingdom functionaries. There may be people that may have to be called into this army. Look at what Theophilus and Lawrence all are doing. No matter how I try, I won't do that. Look at what is Victoria Orenze, Nathaniel Bassi. Everybody must understand his placement. Look at what the media leader people are doing. Spirit Nat, Ecclesia Global, which one again? Salvation Hub, SIB, Daily Connect, Ahabel, Kingdom Mirror. Look at what these people are doing in the media. Righteous Connect. You can never be able to do it. It's not easy. You don't even know how to design. Now that you even talk about to even put it such a way that people will be like it. Media people are commanding millions of influence, touching millions of lives beyond the preacher and the pulpit. Those are also an army. Those are apostles in the media. If they hold the microphone, they may just cry. But leave them behind the computer. You can never win them. I get what I'm saying now. God will have to raise an army that he equipped appropriately right. Daniel and Joseph were political figures. They were the two political figures and Esther that proved to us that it's possible for somebody to be in politics and still represent the Lord. These were prime ministers. These were special advisors to kings. But yet, these were first ladies. But yet, they were effective representing the Lord. They were an army that is the only last line defense for God to ensure that he restores again a nation. At this time that we are living right now, we need again a glorious army. Men and women that will not fail. No, like Mordecai told Esther, he said, you are put in this place at such a time as this. If you do anything, we don't know, somehow God will raise for us another deliverer, but you could have done it easily for us. We need men and women as part of this army to ensure that the kingdom of God does not suffer. I remember the story that was told about a legion. Is it a Phoenix legion? It was part of this legion then. Is it? I don't know whether it's a Roman legion. This legion always fight with the intention to die. That's why they always win. No, you can never win over somebody that is not willing to give up. When you are fighting a man that is not willing to give up, is not willing to quit, how can you win him? You can't. Because even if you kill the person still win. You don't understand. And that's what the Bible said, that even though Jesus Christ was crucified, the killing of him was actually winning for us. That is how that army was. So what that army does is that when they come for battle, as much as the other army are bragging, they let them know that they are here to die. They are not just here to win. The other people are here to win with a good strategy so that they will return back home to their wives and to their children. But this other one came, leaving everything. They tell them that as I'm leaving, I don't even know when I'll come back. And while they came, They will not let the army know that you are here to win, we are here to die. In fact, let me prove to you, we are not too many, but all of us here are willing to die. The first soldier will go and take the sword, and he will slash himself. He will cut himself. You know, do you know what they are trying to do? They are trying to put fear in those people. And every believer, every individual don't want to die. When you see death, you run away. So immediately when they see that what happened, those people will be afraid, because they know these guys are really willing to kill and to die. If they see you are not afraid, the other one will come again. You take the knife again. We are not here to win, we are here to die. So you either start killing us now or you run away, because we are going to kill you. It's a suicide attempt. And when those other armies see that, they run away. They say, we have given up. You are crazy people. You are not just army, you are mad. The end time army, the glorious army, are the ones that are willing to die. They are going to be living witness. Every genuine witness is willing to die. That was what God began with. He began with a glorious army. He will end with a glorious army. The apostolic quorum of elders, the apostolic council of apostles, were people that went out to die. Stephen was willing to die. James was willing to die. Paul was willing to die. Peter was with. All of them were willing to die. In fact, all of them died. Only John didn't die. Why? Because even John himself was willing to die, just that he just could not die. He just refused to die. All of them was a suicide mission. The Bible said the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the gospel. They are martyrs. And because they die, you and I have to encounter the Lord. And that's why today I believe, if many of us die, many people must rise. Because as I'm dying, I'll be singing the songs of Elohim. Everyone there will never sleep. You'll be hearing the song I'm singing in his head. And Jesus will appear to him. One will die, 1,000 will rise. That was what happened to them, John Hawks. That was what happened to them, Martin Luther King. That what happened to many of those people. As they were killing them, they didn't know that they were actually giving birth to many other ones. Except the corn of wheat fell to the ground and died by the Lord. When he died, he bring many sons unto glory. And that was what happened. And we saw, if you read many of these S's and S, many people that wrote those things in death, some of them in actually a situation that looked like death. That is the army that God is enlisting right now. If you truly want to be part of what God is doing right now, be willing to what? To die. The glorious army is a suicidal army. Suicidal in the nature of martyrdom for the sake of the gospel. We are living witness of the truth. We are willing to go to jail, willing to be thrown out of churches, willing to be persecuted, willing for all kinds of things. I have been to places where they insulted me because I represented Jesus. I've been to places where they call me a herbalist. They call me a wizard because of the dimensions of God have displayed. Paul said they say he impregnated a woman, which he doesn't even know. I don't even know the person that even said it. He's the glorious army. Why? Because people are going to talk against you, persecute you, do all kinds of things. It's an army that is rising. Very, very important. David was actually part of the glorious army. That was why he was willing to die. It doesn't seem psychologically right for a small lad to go and confront someone like Goliath. When you read the description of Goliath, it looked like the wall of Jericho that doesn't fall. Because if Goliath fall like this, if you see him, you'll be afraid. You will not believe he's dead. Have you seen a lion that is dead before? You will still pass like this. Odo is dead. Lion refuse to die. You will never see barbecue of lion. They can kill anything to do anything but lion umban. You can never use it for suya. Why? Because lion will fight until dead. In dying, you see killing. At least let's die together. Are you know what I'm saying now? You must be willing to fight the dead. The dead. I remember last week said a story that made me laugh. It's one of the reasons why they are using chicken all the time for for meeting is because for celebration is because there was a meeting that was called of all animals, and every animal appeared, but chicken did not come. So they now say, okay, oh, is it lion? He's the king now. He said he want to do a celebration for his own son. So which animal should they use for meat for the celebration? Goat say Mbanu, not me. Cow say not me. Pig say not me. Ant say not me. Every animal say not me. They now ask, which animal is not here? He said, oh, chicken is not here. Say, all of us will have agreed that chicken will be used. So when they went back, they caught chicken. Oga, where were you when we deliberated? You had to be used for barbecue for the son of for lion celebration, son celebration. Chicken say, ah, why? He say, ah, we have already deliberated. You cannot say no. But as we are talking to you now, they are boiling the water to remove your feathers. So because he was not there, he was part of the glorious army. And today, many of you love chicken. Because chicken was willing to die. Okay? And someone said, imagine every Christmas chicken we are carrying gun to defend yourself. Imagine the kind of warfare that will happen. Just like the way somebody say, if by adventure, that stone that David wanted to use to kill Goliath, and he threw it. Say, Paramount, that stone did not eat Goliath. I don't know what would have become of David. David would have been part of the glorious army. Because he was willing to die. If that stone have missed Goliath, I assure you, we wouldn't have heard about David again. Because Goliath was not willing to hear a bet. Not after what David said. David called him uncircumcised. David called him all kinds of things. And the stone did not eat him. He would have run away. I watched a joke of one babalawo that appeared to one pastor and shout at him. And when he was done, he wanted to now disappear. They just did not. He now had to disappear, the child could not go. At that moment, he became part of the glorious army. Because he is going to die. Now begin to beg the pastor, please, I want to go. There is no going for you, you are going to die. The glorious army are army that are willing to die. Do you understand my story? Yeah. There is this story of a parrot that was captured from a tree. I said this story in my book, Roadmap for a Wedding Sojourner. This parrot was so loved by a king. The king put him in a golden cage and left him. And every day they adore him. But this parrot longs to actually be on the tree together with his family. But the king said, no, remain here in this place. They put him beautiful ornament and everything. One day the king was going to visit the bush. And he went and met the parrot and told him that I'm going to the bush to see your friends, where which you have brought from. What message do you have for them? He said, well, if you go, tell my brothers that I am loved so much here. They adore me here. They keep me wearing a very good apparel. And they don't want me to go out at all. But my desire is that actually I want to fly and also be with you in the sky. So when the king went to the bush, he went to the tree where which he believes to be the tree that they plugged they actually caught the parrot. He told them that I just bring you a message from your brother. Your brother is with me, your brother is loved. We keep him in a golden cage. Just that he said that he missed you all a lot, and he would have loved to actually be among you people, moving all around in the bush, and also be free in the sky. that he desired to be free and not to be put in a golden cage. All of the parrot sneezed and they fell to the ground as though they were dead. The king was so astonished. He said, what kind of news is this heartbreaking that will make all the parrots in this tree die? He went back and met the parrot. Say, what kind of news did you give? What kind of message are you giving to your brothers? As I come back and let your brothers know your predicament, all of them begin to cry. And as they cry, they sneezed and died. Immediately when he was done talking to the parrot too sneezed and died. Ah! The king was surprised. What kind of an issue that will make this parrot to die too? He got angry. He said, well, they should take the parrot out and go and throw him away and bury him. As they took the parrot out, as they just left the palace, the parrot fly out of the cage and he climb upon a tree. He said, young parrot, we thought you were dead. He said, no. What you brought to me was actually a message from my brothers, that the only way for freedom is the way of death. That if I can only pretend as though I was dead, like the way they died, you will let me out. And when you let me out, I should fly and leave. So he let them understand that the only way for him to be free was for him to actually die. For him to become a glorious army that is willing to be sacrificed. Before, the parrot loved the comfort of golden cage. He's adorned, he's beautified. Do you know, lion in the cage is not a lion? Oh, you don't understand. All those animals in the zoo, you see, the problem is that they are regulated. They are not supposed to be like that. They can't bite anybody, they can't do anything. So they have become pets. If you call, they'll be dancing with you like this. That one has lost his strength. The normal one, you can't do like that with it. I get what I'm saying now. They told him, come back to the king. He said, lie, lie. He fly and went and met his brothers. He said, my brothers are not dead. They're actually waiting for me.